farm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmithin. Call 231-838-5571.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour here on this Monday, April 20th, 2026 edition. This segment brought to you by Missy down at My Pure Health Solutions. She said if people call today, Monday or tomorrow morning, Tuesday, she will still honor the discounted price for her fat burning program. She's calling it her spring summer sale. Trucker Randy special. So give her a call at her office to schedule an appointment. The phone number is 269-964-4044. Have a free conversation with Missy. She'll ask you some questions about yourself, get into a conversation with you, and help you like she's helped so many others. Democratic gubernatorial candidate Chris Swanson made it clear that he was committed to running for the state's highest executive office, governor of the state of Michigan, even in the face of long odds and slim early polling results. This was a statement by Chris Swanson after he turned in 26,752 signatures into the Bureau of Elections on Friday afternoon. Genesee County Sheriff, along with around a dozen passionate supporters, said his volunteers collected around 60 to 65% of the signatures he turned in to get onto the August 4th primary. He needs 15,000 valid signatures to make it onto the ballot. Swanson said, I'm going to make it clear. I am not dropping out. Also, I am not a lieutenant governor candidate. I'm not going to withdraw. I've turned in the petitions. I've been counting out them from the beginning, and we are not going to drop out. Swanson already has been supported by the IBEW Union of Michigan, along with several other local unions. Swanson said he's had talks with the UAW as he is angling to get their big endorsement as well. Swanson said the path to victory is going to be labor and the working class. These races are not just won on the campaign trail. They're won from decades of foundation building, and I've done that. 23 years ago, going all the way back to Black Lake, talking to retirees, being a dues member in good standing, as well as a member of the American Federation of Teachers. That matters to labor. As we all know, Chris Swanson is running for Democratic nomination against Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson. He's already gobbled up scores of endorsements to this point. In most recent polling done by Emerson, poll that was released on Thursday, Benson was up on Swanson 51.7% to 4.6. Even military veteran Kim Thomas, who most likely won't make it onto the ballot, polled more than Swanson did at 4.8%. Undecided, just at 36%. Well, Swanson said, I've always looked at these polls for fuel to continue doing what we're doing. I've already put 70,000 miles on my Chevy Suburban, over 1,000 events. When I go to actual places, that's where the voting is going to take place, not the polls. Pretty interesting statement by Swanson. Also, on Thursday, Swanson turned his signatures in on Friday, but the day before on Thursday, Republican gubernatorial candidate Ralph Rebant filed his signatures. While the field fills with political insiders and well-funded elites, Rebant's volunteer-driven signature campaign dramatically exceeded the signatures required to join the 2026 field. Rebant said, because that's what this candidate does. Rebant wrote on his Facebook page, a union man, a family man, a pastor and chaplain. Ralph Rebant has shown up for Michiganders long before the cameras were rolling. And he will be there for them long after the cameras are gone. So, pretty interesting signature turn-ins. Ralph Rebant for the Republicans, Chris Swanson for the Democrats. Also filing, Jason Tunney, Republican nominee that is going to be coming up in the special election May 5th for the 35th State Senate District. Filed to run for the full four-year term. So regardless of what happens on May 5th, Tunney is running also for August 4th primary and the November general election. State Representative Ann Boland became the final incumbent House member to publicly announce her plans for this year. She is, in fact, running for re-election. With her filing on Friday, the final numbers look as follows. Out of the 110 members currently serving in the House, 88 of them are seeking re-election. 14 have announced plans to run for state Senate. One member is running for Congress, and 7 are not seeking re-election to the House or any other elected office at this point. So, pretty interesting. Some of these candidates, folks, gotta tell you, honestly, thinking it's pretty much a waste of their time. Chris Swanson, dude, you don't have a snowball chance of beating Jocelyn Benson. If you wanted to get close to the governor's office, you should have dropped out after making a deal with Benson to be her lieutenant governor. Not going to get it if you continue to campaign against her. Just saying. As far as Ann Boland goes, she should win re-election representing the Brighton area. No problem. Short little story to throw in this segment. The Court of Appeals came out with a ruling on Friday. The court can't force a former officer to wear jail attire to testify. A formerly incarcerated police officer cannot be ordered to wear jail attire when he testifies at trial, according to the appellate court. Published opinion came from Court of Appeals Judge Mark Boonstra, where the three-judge panel unanimously held that Genesee County judge abused his discretion when granting the defense request to have the witness wear jail attire when he testifies at Henry Travis's Willis's trial. Trial court concluded that former officer Joshua McKinley should appear in jail attire because that was its perception of the historical practices in Genesee County Circuit Court. Witnesses are not entitled to a presumption of innocence, Brunstra wrote. Regardless of whether the trial court's perception was accurate or not, the trial court failed to identify any security concerns or any sound basis requiring McKinley to wear jail attire. The other appeal court member panel, judges Christopher Trebelock and Anisha Latika, also held that McKinley's pending criminal charges had no relevance to Willis's case, and forcing him to testify in jail attire could undermine his credibility. Willis has a pretrial hearing May 26. He was bound over back on November 24 on trial for charges of assault with intent to commit murder and other charges related to an alleged attack on McKinley, who was investigating a domestic assault case. While Willis's case is pending, McKinley was arrested and lodged in Livingston County Jail. Willis requested that the former officer not be given civilian clothes to testify. So, pretty interesting case. Can't force him to wear jail attire. Final segment, hour number one. We'll be right back.
The W Tax Group fights your IRS and state tax problems. With experienced tax attorneys and a dedicated legal team, we represent clients in all 50 states. We resolve tax liens, wage garnishments, back taxes, and reduce tax liabilities for businesses and individuals. We secured over $10 million in tax debt relief for clients every year. Call the W Tax Group today and get experienced nationwide tax resolution on your side. Call us at 855-346-1788. Again, 855-346-1788.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing, people, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Road Trip, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall is the perfect book that will change the way that you think and will positively impact your life. 123 good words, motivational, inspirational definitions, and packed with very cool poems for each word is a readable experience that you will visit time and time again. Available on Amazon Books and Barnes & Noble. Road Trip, Likely to Succeed, makes the perfect graduation gift. Enjoy reading Road Trip, Likely to Succeed A to Z, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment, hour number one today on this magnificent Monday. Republican U.S. Senate candidate Mike Rogers also turned in his petition signatures on Friday down at the Secretary of State's office. Rogers walking through a cheering tunnel of volunteers and supporters outside of the Secretary of State building before filing 30,000 signatures, double the required amount and the maximum allowed to secure his spot on the ballot. Rogers framed the moment as a sign of momentum in what he called one of the most important Senate races in the country. We don't walk through these doors without all of you volunteering your time, your talent to get this done. This is a representative democracy at its finest. Thank you very much for your efforts and your support. Rogers emphasized the scale and the speed of the campaign's organizing effort, noting that the signatures were completed months ago and was held until the filing date. Actually, we were done back in December. We have these all boxed up and ready to go, adding that the campaign has built out more than 200 county co-chairs statewide, which is up from roughly 60 that he had in his last run back in 2024. Rogers pointed to the infrastructure along with the early field work as signs of momentum, saying the campaign has already knocked on 60,000 doors, and we plan to expand that effort significantly in the months ahead. This thing is only ramping up. He also added that they're going to hit millions of doors before November to remind people what the Democrats did to us, what they've done to our kids when they locked them out of school, what they did in raising prices, and also when they voted against the working class family tax cuts. Rogers argued his prior statewide run gives him a built-in base of support, noting that he received 300,000 more Republican votes than any other statewide candidate in the history of the state. Also, framing that those voters our votes in the bank heading into the midterm election cycle. Rogers said this time is different. People say it's a midterm. Well, not really. Remember, every 8 years, we seem to change who resides in the governor's mansion. And thank God for the state of Michigan. This year, it's our turn as Republicans aim to take back the governor's mansion. We are going to be part of that effort. Finally, Rogers says, health care. There will be a plan forthcoming focused on lowering costs while criticizing Democrat-backed proposals like single-payer systems as being ineffective. Medicare for all will not work. If you think more government spending and bigger government involvement in your life is going to improve healthcare system, I got a bridge or maybe even a dam up north I'd like to sell you right now. Referring to, of course, the Sheboygan Dam. It doesn't work. It hasn't worked. And this is why people are upset. They continue to promise things and they go into office and nothing ever gets better. We are promising you when we get into office, things will get better. So Rogers officially has the signatures and will be on the August 4th ballot. The other two candidates running, Genevieve Scott Peters and Bernadette Smith, have not turned in their signatures yet. Filing deadline is tomorrow at 4 o'clock. Waiting for other candidates to turn their signatures in, perhaps later today or tomorrow, and then it will be over. When I get back on the microphone, God willing, on Wednesday, we will have the list of who turned in their signatures and who did not. So we'll know exactly who will be on the August 4th primary election ballot. Now, one of the things that is shaping up to be very interesting, the Democrats, U.S. Senate candidates, yeah, well, it's going to be very interesting to see what they think and what they do. Heading into the August 4th primary, Haley Stevens, Congresswoman from Washington, El Sayed, and State Senator Mallory McMorrow. Going to be very interesting. Hour number two today's show, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan.
Your current time is 10 o'clock.
This is Michigan News Source.